and for many across the country, a snowstorm canceled flights and actually collapsed the Metrodome roof in Minneapolis and re-racked a game between the Vikings and the Giants. They got to play that in Detroit. Is that what you call a neutral site? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, as we zig and zag all over the place, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You might be from one of those places that I just mentioned, one of the nooks and crannies that was slammed with so much snow, you broke the yardstick and then some. And that's exactly what happened, and there was massive airport delays. You know, that's when you're deciding some people where they're going to go, and they want to stay home for the holidays, but they want to still see their family, so they pick a weekend in December to go and visit them, and they live in Illinois, so they got to go through O'Hare, or they have to go through Midway. Well, if you were picking this weekend, oh, my friends, that was the wrong weekend, because how many flights were canceled? Over 1,600 flights, and we're talking about temperatures where five layers probably aren't enough. No exaggeration. If it feels like 30 below, it feels like 30 below. And I'm not good at combating that. You know, the layer thing. I get a few layers. I'm not good when you get anywhere below zero. Some of you may be more skilled in that. So if you have any stories to share with us about traveling on some treacherous kind of roads, because I know a lot of you call us from the Midwest, please do. I'm curious as to what it was like over the weekend. Hopefully you were all safe and sound, and if you had to do any digging out, you could rest, dig, rest, dig, rest, dig. Because when you get that amount of snow, what happens is you have the snowplow option, but how fast can they get to you? Or you got to be out there constantly shoveling the stuff. And I know I've talked about this before in the show, but I have a new found respect for the people who do snow removal for a living. Because I'll tell you what, forget about all these exercise tapes. If you could go somewhere and that's what you did day in and day out, I don't know how you wouldn't have your arms in great shape and you wouldn't get some kind of exercise out of it, because it's a killer. You go out there for a while and you feel like your arms are on fire. But especially when you're talking about the amounts of snow removal. Anyway, if you want to talk about it, please share the story with us. The Metrodome roof collapse was, I think, the thing that a lot of people will be talking about, because the video is so stunning. It's just so strange. You see the inside of the Metrodome, because there's going to be, or there's supposed to be, a game that's going to be played there, although the Giants didn't make it out to Minneapolis, so they were going to have to change it anyway. But all of a sudden, you see this one area of really what's like Teflon is what it's like. You see it just cave in, and almost like a giant, giant, giant box of sugar has spilt. That's how you see it come down through the roof. Very, very strange. 23 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota. 18-plus inches in parts of Wisconsin. Pennsylvania, some of the areas there got socked with it. Even northern Alabama, a little bit in Georgia, too. You get those large snowdrifts. And, of course, the worst thing is when you get the ice underneath. Not a big fan of the ice when you're trying to walk across it and you don't know that it's underneath the snow. Just, I guess the best thing to do is just assume it's there. Assume it's there. So they had to do the deflate thing because of the pounding snow on the roof. They had to change the game. We've already talked about that. And there was white stuff everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, there was white stuff. Very, very crazy. So I feel you if you're in that situation. You know, there's people that are saying, oh, if this could have only happened a couple weeks later, how great would that be? Because that would coincide with the whole Christmas deal, right? Speaking of gifts, the president thought that he had wrapped up a gift for the people who were unemployed now for over 2 years, in some cases, getting another 13 months, extending those benefits, basically, the unemployment benefits. but not so fast, because that is tangled into the Bush tax cuts. And there are some Democrats who are trying desperately to block that compromise from happening. They don't like the idea that, oh, the president ran on the fact that he wasn't going to give the tax breaks to the wealthy. And now they're compromising on this, and we don't like it. So we don't want to sign off on it. If there's enough votes, and Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, of course, filibustered on this for hours and hours and hours and was just fuming, saying why should you be held hostage and how ridiculous it was that the Republicans had this sway. So if he has any sway, and there are more that go in the same direction, it just might not happen. So as you can imagine, there are a lot of opinions about this. We thought we'd give you a couple right from the top. Senator Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, and also Congressperson Van Hollen as well, talking about Obama negotiating and the Dems being unreasonable, perhaps, on estate taxes. Take a listen.
We're at zero, and then we're going to go to a 35% tax rate. That's not enough for Chris and other House Democrats, and they're willing to scuttle the entire agreement, an agreement which has bipartisan support in the Senate, an agreement with the President of the United States.
Everyone supports the same agenda. And there are some in the Democratic caucus that would never go along with any compromise. I think most people, however, just believe that on this issue, the administration did get out-negotiated.
They did get out-negotiated. They did, because you have to remember where the majority is still, even in the lame duck session, where it stands and it holds right now with the Democrats. So the last 2 years should have been go time for the Democrats, and it wasn't in some cases, other than, I guess, health care reform. But other things that would have been part of the Democratic agenda or part of the president's what he hoped would happen, boy, it sure did not happen. And this is just an awful end to what has been the control by the Democrats, now switching to the Republicans as they'll hold the House and, of course, more seats in the Senate. So that certainly is the big water cooler buzz that's been happening now for too long. We're talking about this ad nauseum. I'm sick of it myself. But now it's crescendoing. So it's either one way or the other. Somehow, either the tax cuts expire, which I'm not for that, or we wait and see also what happens in January, and maybe there's just a small Band-Aid on this. But a small Band-Aid's not the answer. It's either one way or the other. Either you're going to extend them or you're not. You're either going to include the 250 and above and include all incomes across the board, or you're not. In the end, somebody's got to pay for it. So that's the other part of the equation. The spending has now bit us in the rear end. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line on this whole thing. All right, if you want to chime in, throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, feel free. It's a buffet here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Locked and loaded. Stay with us on America Tonight.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com. Giving you the information you need today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes.
So this weekend, Washington votes abound either for or against the extension of the Bush tax cuts. What say you, America, fair or foul? Where do you stand on this one? And you just heard it there, talking about the estate tax, which, of course, ruffled a lot of Democratic feathers, saying, whoa, here we go. Now we're talking about this estate tax. You got to be kidding me. You heard Congressman Van Hollen from Maryland, who's the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and he was went on to say, telling reporters that the package is going to get a vote in the House, even though there's a threat by the House Democrats to prevent it from reaching the floor. He said what form the bill comes to on the floor, I mean, who knows, but there is going to be some kind of a vote. So it's going to get real interesting at the beginning of the week. We're starting something new here on America Tonight. All week long, we've got a correspondent in Washington covering the Capitol. So we'll get the skinny on what votes went down, Senate, House, what was being discussed on the heels of those closed-door meetings. Obama, I think, thought he had everything wrapped up, but apparently he does not. All right, let's take one. Let's go to Michael in Delaware. Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. What's in your mind?
Well, I listened to your show about the football and the Eagles, and it was really amazing. I haven't seen football and the Eagles and since I don't watch football. But truthfully, since I went to a restaurant and we had big screen TVs and I was watching the Eagles game, I was totally amazed at Michael Vick. He just blew me away. I was like, I haven't seen football like this since the 60s and the 70s. It was totally unreal. This guy has brought life to the Eagles, and I'm sure that they'll make it to the Super Bowl and probably win it.
I'm a huge Eagles fan, but I don't know that I want to stand on that plank with you and say that they're going to win it. Why are you so sure they're going to win? You feel that they're going to get to the Super Bowl? Forget the Patriots and forget the other guys.
I was watching the screen, and if I look down for a millisecond and then look back up, I missed the play. The guy sees everybody in the field, knows who's open and who to hit, at where to get that first down. Even if he's on the last down, it doesn't make any difference. He's unstoppable. I haven't seen football like this in a long time. I mean, you used to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers turn around and just wipe out the opponent team. I mean, back in the 70s.
Right.
It's unbelievable, this guy.
Well, hey, listen.
Jesus.
I'm an Eagles fan, so I feel you. I get you, Michael. You like the Eagles too. You're listening to us in Wilmington, and that's a big area. I grew up in South Jersey. That's a big area for Eagles fans. And Vic has breathed new life into the team, absolutely. And you saw how he got knocked down a couple of times, how he got sacked. And then you saw how he's able to bounce back. And you're right. Some of the strikes that he made to, like, Jackson were incredible. And I agree with you. I agree with you. Not so sure about whether this team gets to the Super Bowl, but it has been much more exciting to watch the Eagles, yes.
I'm sure they'll make it this year.
All right, Michael,
there's no doubt in my mind.
I love that enthusiasm, brother, because you're from my neck of the woods, and I like that about Eagles fans. So I'm holding you to this. I'm gonna use your prediction. We're gonna save this tape, and we'll see if you're right. But thanks for the call. Keep listening. Listening to us again, okay? See, you gotta love that. Eagles fans are diehard, and Vic did look. He has looked like a world beater in some of these games. I mean, you saw him a couple of times. They were able to get to him. I think the Cowboys executed the plan that they had gone into the game with. And, you know, the Eagles did not run away with this. Unlike New England, who looks unbelievable. You look at New England and you look at if you were going to pick one team, forget about your biases, NFC, AFC, whatever. I'm saying one team. You get, pick a lane, one team. Who is that team right now you say wins the Super Bowl? Forget about who they're playing, all that other stuff, just one team. And I got to say it's New England. I mean, it pains me to say that because I don't – of course, I would like to be like Michael and say it's the Eagles, but I think it's the Patriots. They shredded the Bears, but the Bears, I think, are smoke and mirrors, even though they're 9-4. I think Brady is loaded around him with talent, and – if you're not a Patriots fan, but you've been looking at the scoreboard, maybe silently we'll say the Patriots are world beaters. I mean, they're world beaters. This could be one of the better Patriot teams. Belichick, you can never count him out. Let's go to Christina in Sweden, our friend Christina. We always give her a bunch of shouts out during the week. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Great. How's life in Sweden?
I never thought I would say this, but did you hear that we had a suicide bomber in Stockholm?
I did. In fact, that was what I was going to ask you. That was my next question to you. It was very scary. I read the headline today, and I have a friend who's going back to Sweden in 5 months or so, and I think she was stunned by what she saw, too. Now, it's the first terror attack in 3 decades, so is that everybody's talking about that in Sweden.
Well, yeah, and the scary thing was is it was he had 6 bombs in his belt and only one went off.
Wow, so what's the speculation?
Well, he sent an email 10 minutes before the bomb went off that something like, not exact words, but something like, you're killing all women and children in Afghanistan, so we're going to start killing your women and children in Sweden.
Wow. That's scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, first suicide bombing, like you said, in the history of Sweden, first suicide bombing.
In this little country, yeah.
Yeah, that is scary because that's the thing about Sweden. And I mean, you're right, absolutely. And what was it? It was a 29-year-old guy is what I read who was born in Iraq but moved to Sweden in 92.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, that's really scary. We have a lot of people from other countries. From the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, so that's scary now living here.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think people in Sweden then will take a harsher look at some of the people who are from the Middle East that live in Stockholm for fear that, wow, there could be more people that are kind of sleeper cell people around us?
Yeah, I don't live in Stockholm. I live 200 miles north.
Right.
Right up north, so Well, maybe a little. No, it's too cold up here for them. Maybe.
So you feel like better. Minnesota. You feel better that you're living up there. I got you.
Oh yes, even in the Minnesota cold, because we're also about the same as Minnesota.
Right. But, yeah. No kidding.
But it's.
And could, you know this too. As you said, I mean, you did a great. A great service by telling us more of the description of it. But the fact is, with all the explosives he had, there, it could have been a lot more damaging. It's a miracle that it wasn't worse. I mean, he came, what, a few blocks away from the car explosion on a very, very crowded street where you would have had a lot of people that could have been killed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And he was killed, by the way, too.
Oh yeah, apparently there was a girl that lives here on where I live in this area, and it was in the paper today. She was right outside. She was in a store next door to this where this bomb went off, and they were just walking out of the store. Oh, they were standing there getting ready to walk out of the store when this happened. And she came out and she saw this man there with his whole stomach. There was no stomach left. There was just this huge hole, blood everywhere, guts everywhere.
Wow.
And just they were just standing there like going, ugh. What? She was 19.
Yeah.
So that was pretty.
So do you think this will change the way some of the Swedes, like I just mentioned, look at some of the people that are transplanted? You do.
We're not supposed to talk about this, but yes, a lot of Swedish people that are typical Swedish people that have grandparents, grandmothers, families that live in Sweden for a really long time. So we say typical Swedes, Svensson, we're not supposed to talk about discrimination, but yes. In my work, when we were hiring, anyone came in with a strange looking name, it was his paper was, put down at the bottom of the pile of papers.
Really? So it was just a thing there's a Muslim name and we don't understand, they're going to be put at the bottom.
Yeah, this is when I was working, This is because, and we have certain names for them. Yeah, it's too bad, but we're not supposed to talk about this. Anyway, one more thing. North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea. You ever heard of Satellite Sisters?
Yeah.
Go on to satellitesisters.com, September 26th, download that, and she talks, she went to North Korea in August to give you a really good thing about North Korea.
All right, so download it. Hey, Christina, take care. Thanks for the call. We'll talk more about what happened in Sweden on the heels of that conversation next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
all right, we're coming off of week 14 in the NFL, so you can certainly throw in your two cents about what you think is going to happen in the end, as was brought up by Michael in Delaware. I said if you could pick just one team, he was all about the Eagles, and of course I'm a lifetime Eagles fan, and I would be thrilled. They do look good. Michael Vick looks great. They have a great shot at getting to the Super Bowl, but the Patriots look like world beaters, and that's they certainly have the great shot to be your AFC rep. And if it's the Patriots and the Eagles, then it's you go back a couple of years to the rematch of when the two met in the Super Bowl. Sadly, Donovan McNabb was the quarterback, T.O., the prolific wide receiver at the time for them, and they had a great shot to win it. And once again, they did not win it. Those two players aren't with the Eagles now. It would be interesting to see the matchup this time around. And, of course, they have Asante Samuel on the Eagles team, although he was hurt, but he's a former Patriot, which I think ended up being a great pickup for them a couple of seasons ago. Now, we were just talking to Christina in Sweden, and the big story out of Sweden, as all of you know, was the explosion in Sweden where the 29-year-old man who was armed with the bombs was born in Iraq, as she was talking about, moved to Sweden in the early 90s and is claiming jihad, although the Swedish police, if you will, investigating this aren't verifying that, but they haven't confirmed that the Saturday attack was motivated by an Islamic extreme view. But there was an audio file, to be exact about it, that was sent to a Swedish news agency before the bomb went off, and it referred to jihad and Sweden's military presence, like Christina said, in Afghanistan, and a cartoon by a Swedish artist that depicted the Prophet Muhammad, we're back to that again, as a dog enraging many Muslims. So it's sadly, here we go again, and here's a guy who was in Sweden, and from what I understand in the different accounts of his deal, He was married, had a couple of daughters, and had been pretty active on some of the Muslim dating sites looking for a second wife. And it's lucky that the more damage was not done. You had people, you know, the car exploding. You had people who were shopping and flames shooting all over the place and that chaos that's created. But you could have had people laying dead in the street, and that did not happen. And naturally, to be safe, what they're saying in Sweden is that they're, you know, that they continue to investigate it. But, yeah, it's frightening. It's like when we have on Jeff Atticott, the terrorism expert, who I think is phenomenal just because he can say what he thinks, although he advises the, you know, FBI, talks to a lot of law enforcement groups, both overseas and here in the United States, and says, listen, you know, you're kidding yourself if you don't think that there are hundreds of would-be Islamic terrorists here in the United States. I mean, the so-called sleeper cells are real. It's not a television show. It's a real thing. So was he that guy? You know, he was on dating sites, but was he on other sites? Was he following someone? Al-Waliki, was he perhaps somebody who was being prompted by him, as you know, that there have been several incidents that have happened as a result of what he's told people through Islamic websites and whatnot. So is this another one of those circumstances, or no? Is this a lone wolf guy who just decided that he was going to act out on his own? And you know, that whole thing of the level of awareness. In October, Sweden, and I didn't realize this, but Sweden actually raised its terror threat, they say, the alert level, from very low to elevated because they started to see activities happening. So they're monitoring calls or whatever. And they've got their own terrorism experts, of course, who were saying it was just a matter of time before Sweden was hit. And so here they are. Now, unfortunately, put right in the middle of this terrorism as well, just like the same boat that we're all in, I guess, right? Okay, there's a couple of other things to jump to that I want to make sure that we mention. We know about the storm that slammed the Midwest. I talked about that in the beginning of the show, but there are some other things making news, or I think what'll be besides the water cooler buzz over the tax cuts that happens at the beginning of the week, the votes, whether the House, the Senate, and we'll have the skinny on that. We're going to start a new deal where we have somebody on the Hill, and we're going to get a report from them each and every day. So we'll be doing that. But besides that, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, who is, of course, in prison in England, a couple of things with WikiLeaks. One, the Pentagon is trying to see if they can prosecute Julian Assange in any way, going back to an old espionage act on the books, and are they going to be able to go to after the Australian, after all the document releases, in particular the State Department memos that have been released. So he's got a hearing on December 14th, and he's fighting that extradition to Sweden, and the Pentagon is looking into whether or not they can press forward with some kind of criminal charges. So the U.S. Department has been looking specifically into a 1917 Espionage Act that could be filed in the WikiLeaks case because of the hundred of confidential and classified documents that were released. Okay, so in the meantime, there's always a spinoff, isn't there? And there's some people that worked with Assange who decided, well, we're gonna spin off WikiLeaks. and what they're saying is they're distancing themselves basically from Assange, and they're saying that they're releasing their own version of WikiLeaks. I forget what it's called, but they're gonna release it, in other words, and do the same thing where they've got people who are whistleblowers or whatnot who will provide the material that they're leaking. So if they're distancing themselves from Assange, it makes you wonder if it wasn't a ploy. they knew that he was, that there was a chance he was going to get into trouble or get into crosshairs with certainly the U.S. And obviously the Swedish thing was getting sticky for him. And maybe this was a way to be able to spin it off, and a cleaner way to spin it off, by just using some of the people that worked with him. And will they get the buzz that WikiLeaks has gotten? Because, you know, the site has crashed several times. Of course, I mean, you know, they're dropping documents that are incredible to read. Some of the stuff is some of it. If you took all the jaw-dropping stuff and then you kind of ranked it, there were some amazing things the last time around from the Pentagon, stuff that was dropped on what was happening in Afghanistan. And now this time around with these State Department, you know, documents, some of the things there are pretty interesting, too. The pressure of trying to attack Iran, that was one of the things that came up, where even King Abdullah from Saudi Arabia was pushing to have the United States strong-arm Iran, and not the only country. Jordan threw in on that one. Bahrain threw in on that one. There were some others, too. So the embarrassment of the State Department, I think, has pressed has pressed enough of the buttons now that they're looking to get Assange. I was talking to somebody over the weekend, a privacy expert, about this, as to whether or not they'll be successful. And I'm not a fan of Julian Assange in a way. However, the person who leaked the documents, they're getting their comeuppance because they blew the whistle, and now they're sitting in the brig, basically, in two different circumstances. And he has the access. What do you think he's going to do? Of course, he's going to put him out there. The bottom line is, did he really, just from the legal point of view, did he really break any laws? Did he really break any laws? And as the person was telling me, well, for the sake of journalism and freedom of speech and all of that, but can you really say freedom of speech? See, there's this little squiggly line in the sand, and that is what's the intriguing part of WikiLeaks. And I think, if nothing else, on one end of the spectrum, I've already said this, but I'll say it again, what WikiLeaks has created, I think, is going to be, at least in the U.S., more secrecy, because the leaks will be plugged up as much as you can plug up a leak. Less people will have access to the material in the Pentagon or the State Department or wherever in the government, because they do not want to have that embarrassment again. They don't want to have that public embarrassment of the document dump. Hillary Clinton certainly doesn't want it, as her name was on several of the memos as a Secretary of State, and nobody else who had their name or memos printed there wants to see that happen. So I think it's going to create more secrecy. That's the problem. So he's created, in one sense, he's released this information. In another sense, he's now probably created more secrecy. So it's had the opposite effect. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2222. 7418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our Learning Resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Rivers getting rushed. Rivers going end zone looking for Floyd. Diving. One-hand catch. Touchdown. Back corner of the end zone. Magnificent. M80. He got it.
Rodgers takes it himself, scrambles 30, 35, straight ahead, 40, and he's knocked down across the 40-yard line. A lot of times these runs by Aaron Rodgers are his decision as Spivey and Johnson make the hit, and Rodgers slow to get up.
Second and 10 from the Packers 13. Stanton out of the shotgun, Jake. Pump, throw, steps up the screen. Got it to Heller at the 10. Heller at the 5. Heller to the end zone. Touchdown to Trent Lyons.
Sanchez out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Back to pass. Stepping up the pocket. Gets pressure. He spins out. He goes down. The Dolphins are going to win this football game. Cameron Wake again. How about that win? And how about those big plays by Cameron Wake and this defense today? All right, Miami.
Palmer wants to throw it. He's back. Throws it over the middle. Intercepted by Troy. He's at the 40. 35-30. 25-20. 15-10. He's hit. And down to the pylon. What do they roll? Touchdown. Pittsburgh. Colin Colomo. Another beauty. For the young man from USC.
23-yard attempt now by Jay Feely. Snap, and it's a fake. They pitch it to Feely. He's running right. Feely for the pylon. Touchdown! A fake field goal touchdown!
They got Graham Gano, and he's not missed this year. He's 21 of 21. We blocked a point after last year in the same end zone. Here's the snap, and a high snap for the point after. It is no good. Box have the football. We are going to win. How about that? A bad snap over the head of the kicker. And the Buccaneers are going to hang on to win with 9 seconds left. My goodness.
Six fake. He's back. He pumps. He fires. And it is complete. He's got Jackson at the 30. 35-40. 35 midfield. Jackson running at the 30. At the 20. Jackson at the 10. Steps over a man. He's going to walk in for the touchdown. 91 yards. This is a Sean Jackson.
Ha, 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 ha. That's what it was like for the Dallas Cowboy fans. They felt deflated when they left the Death Star because the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Cowboys 30-27. Merrill Reese, my man, he's a homer, but I love him. He's the Philadelphia play-by-play guy forever and a day. And it is exciting. It's exciting what Michael Vick is bringing to this team and what's happened to Philadelphia. Now they've got 9 wins. They're on top of the NFC East. Let's see what happens with the Giants. In case you didn't hear, the Giants playing the Vikings, but not in Minneapolis. They were supposed to play them today. The Metrodome had a little bit of an accident. It's called snow. Tons of the stuff. And the Teflon ceiling basically collapsed in one area, dumping snow on the field. Of course, the Giants didn't make it to Minneapolis anyway, so now it's the game that keeps on giving, the gift of Detroit, because they're going to play in Detroit on Monday. So those two teams meet on Monday. There's two Monday night games now. The Patriots and the Jets last week were, that was our game of the week on Nail the Score here on America Tonight. And we I really thought it was going to live up to the hype. I thought it was going to be a really good game. And, of course, it was a Patriot blowout. The Jets looked like crap. Mark Sanchez looked scary. Timing was off. It was bad. It was an awful Jets game. Now, was it an anomaly or not? Well, the Jets lost. You heard some of the highlights there. The Jets lost to Miami. 10-6 was the final score in that one. And then there was all kinds of dirty pool between the teams. If you watched any of it, it was some nasty stuff went down. And that game was tighter than a drum. I mean, nobody was they were trying to squeeze out points. So you have that end of the spectrum, and then you go to the Patriots playing the snow game against Chicago. You know what the final score was? 36-7. But it was a blowout from the very beginning. Chicago could never get it together. New England just was putting points on the board. It was the craziest thing to watch. I mean, it was just snowing. Snow everywhere. How they could barely even see the lines. I mean, I have no idea. I could barely see the lines, and I'm watching it on the tube. And then you had Atlanta, which they should have destroyed Carolina, and they did. The final score there was 31-10. Denver is going no place fast, and I think, in fact, it's going to be a couple of years for them to get their act together. Arizona just blew their doors off, 43-13. You had another barn burner for San Diego. Kansas City looked like the Chiefs of last year, 31-0. How do you put a goose egg up on the board? How does that happen? I mean, that, in fact, of all the games, if you want to talk about the most humiliating, I know there's people listening to us in Missouri that are Chief fans, that had to be the most humiliating of all, and people in Kansas too, by the way, listening to us. But I know there's some people, some folks in Missouri that are fans of Kansas City Chiefs, and I mean, that's just a terrible performance. Nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing happening there. Matt, like me, you're a huge football fan, and I know you're watching some of these games. The blowout games, like I thought New England and Chicago, maybe it'd be a little bit closer, but it wasn't a game to begin with. It never was a game. And like I said, I saw a little bit of the KC game. They talk about flat. There was nothing going on there. It was almost like San Diego just decided to stop playing at the tail end of the game because they felt so bad for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and not having Matt Castle definitely hurt the Chiefs a lot. And I just can't understand how one player can just deflate a team like that. Not having Castle out there just totally did that to them. If you would have played this game 2 weeks ago, I would have said without a doubt the Chiefs would probably win. But the Chargers have been piling on wins. They've been getting better. They got Vincent Jackson back now, and they're looking pretty unstoppable. And in the last couple of years, the Chargers have always started out extremely slow and then just turned it on late, and that's exactly what they're doing now. So the AFC West is looking very intriguing right now, and you still have Oakland kind of waiting in the wings a little bit. But and then with New England, I mean, who would think they'd put up that many points looking at the weather conditions and the playing field? I mean, you just would not expect that, and they just rolled like it was nothing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's interesting, too, that Matt brings up the fact that Matt Castle wasn't there, and he didn't even go to San Diego because he had emergency appendectomy surgery. So he didn't even make the game, and the Chiefs were such a it was such a brutal game for them. I read this ugly statistic. They were held to 67 yards. Think about that, 67 yards. That's the fewest in their history, or second fewest in their history. That's like a, wow, did we really play this? Were we really playing a game here? They were trying to play a game, but it's like Matt said, it shows you how in some cases one player makes the difference and then some, and this was certainly the case. Just for a fun fact, I'll put this out there, the Chiefs were shut out for the first time since 2008, although that's just a few years ago, and they had a 34-zip loss at Carolina, and history repeats itself, huh? And, you look at some of the scenarios and the possibilities out there as we get closer to the playoffs, because this is week 14. So in case you missed it, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It's in our third hour on Thursday nights. You call in, tell us who you think is going to win the game. The computer randomly picks the game of the week and what you think the final score is going to be. And the Chargers definitely stay alive. The Chargers are 7-6 right now, 5-2 at home. But blowing away the Chiefs certainly didn't help their chances of trying to get into the playoffs. Now, there are teams that are so far on the opposite end of the spectrum. The Cowboys are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Everybody knew that, okay? But Buffalo and Cleveland, and what has gone on with Buffalo this season? What a sad sack team that is. Say the same thing with Cleveland, but Buffalo does pull out the win. They eke it out for their third, just their third. And you know what? This is a team where they had, what, $25 million left under the salary cap. Why don't you spend some money and get a few players? You're thinking of trying to get some wins there in Buffalo, and you think of what a football town that is, what a football city it is. Those fans are diehard. They're freezing their rear ends off, and they tailgate like nobody's business. I've been there when they're tailgating. And so it was like a comedy of epic proportions between these two teams, and you knew it was going to end up being that. But the Bills ended up coming away with the win. And, you know, you got that conditions that you can get in Orchard Park. And it certainly was nothing like we saw between the Bears and New England. Oh, that was brutal stuff. So, once again, don't forget, we do have Nail the Score Thursday night, third hour. You might be our next winner. Who knows? Chris in Connecticut, she won. Probably now it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago, but she's the first winner we've had in a very, very long time. So if you've never played the game, you want to tune in, set your alarm, whatever it is you have to do, because it's a whole lot of fun. And we're getting down to the tail end of the season, so you want to tune in for that one, folks.